Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2:3, and more on the pious souls on these lotteries. So it says here, a pious Hasheni, the second lottery that was performed every day. Again, this is not Yom Kippur, but every day of the year, in order to determine who would be the Kohanim who would be doing the Avodah of that day. On Yom Kippur, again, the Kohen Gadol essentially does all these Avodahs himself, so no need for a lottery. But the rest of the year, the second lottery to be performed, which was done according to essentially all Rishonim after the Trumas Hadeshim was completed, determined Mi Shochet, who would be the one to do the Shechita, the slaughtering of the Tamid Shel Shachar, Mi Zorek, who would do the blood application, Mi Medashin, Mizbeach HaPanimi, who would clean out the ashes from the inner altar. I'm going to go back and do these all. I'm just going to show you the whole structure first. Umi Medashin Esa Menorah, who would take the ashes out of the menorah. Those are the first four. We have a total of 13 winners, you'll see in a moment. Those are the first four. Umi Maleh Evarim Lakevesh, who would be the Kohanim who would bring the various limbs and portions of the Tamid after it had been quartered. There would be a total of six different Kohanim who would bring these to the bottom of the ramp. And who were they, these six? The first, Harosh Varegel, brought the head of the animal and its hind right leg. Ushtei HaYadayim, the two front legs, is the second. Ha'ukatz Varegel, the rump and the left hind leg, was the third. HaChazeh VaGeira, the chest, meaning the fats in the front of the chest, and the Geira, the throat, more about that in a moment, would be number four. Ushtei HaDefanos, the two sides, meaning the ribs on either side, and two halves, would be the fifth. V'kravayim, the sixth, brought a bowl with the kravayim, or the intestines. In addition, that's six, so you have four before, plus six now is ten, and three more. V'hasolas, one has to bring the flour for the minchas nesachim. V'chaviten, that's the Kohen Gadol's offering, more on that in a moment. And finally, v'hayayin, and one person brings the wine, for a total of 13. Shlosha asar kohanim zachuba. A total of 13 kohanim were the winners, if you will, of this second lottery. So now, let's go back and take this apart. First of all, the Mishnah says, so what's going on? Just remember, we have all the Kohanim who are there for the day, meaning the base of, that's performing today's Avoda from this week's Mishmar of Kohanim. They'll all stand in a circle, and there'll be this lottery to determine who will do these basic Avodas. And whoever wins, by the way, the Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning daily offering, Shochet, and etc., will also be the one who does the Ben Harbaim, the afternoon Korban Tamid. The only exception being if it's on a Shabbos, because on a Shabbos, remember, there's a new week's Mishmar coming in between the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. So the morning's group of Kohanim, that Mishmar, will be going out, and a new Mishmar coming in, and therefore you have to do a pious all over again on Shabbos. But normally it's only one for the day that they'll do both morning and afternoon. So we say here the first one is Mi Shochet, who gets through the slaughtering. Now, according to the Rambam, and this is how the Bartanur explains, in fact, the winner of the lottery, that is to say, you know, the guy who, when they count it to 100 or whatever the number they're counting to, the number landed on him, so I'll call him the winner. There'll be another 12 guys to his right who are like the secondary winners, for a total of 13 people, which means if you want to draw a picture in your mind, you see they're all quantum standing in a circle, they're all sticking their fingers in the ring, one or two fingers, and we're counting the Kohanim, starting from the one who had his mitznefes removed from him, we're counting that fixed number, whatever the number is, 60, 100, 1,000, whatever, and they're going in a counterclockwise fashion. When we get to that number 100, that Kohen is, call him the winner, and 12 more to his right are also winners, but we'll call him the primary winner. So according to the Bar Tanura, the primary winner actually doesn't do the shechita, doesn't do the slaughtering of the Tamid. Rather, he does the zrika, the application of the blood. And the reason why is because the shechita is considered to be less prestigious, if you will, than the zrika. First of all, zrika is the essential moment of any korban. And more than that, the shechita could, in theory at least, be performed by anybody, not even a kohen. Even a non-kohen is acceptable to do the shechita of a korban, as is done, for example, by the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's sort of less prestigious. So according to the Bar Tanur, like the Rambam, the winner on whom the number falls, he actually will do the Zurika, which means what he does actually is three of the four essential blood avodos. So you'll recall there are four essential things that must be done with the blood of an offering. The first is Shechita, that's the slaughtering. The second is the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood as it spurts out. the lifeblood, dama nefesh. The third, the holacha, the bringing of that blood to the mizbeach, the altar. And the fourth is the zrika, the blood application, which can depend on what kind of offering it is. In the case of here, we have a tamid, which is a korban ola. So you have a total of what's called two, that are four applications. You'll throw blood in two corners, on the corners, totaling four walls, below the chuta sikra, the red line there, or the yasod. Okay, so that's the zrika. So the winner, according to the Rambam and the Bartonero says like him again, is the one who gets to do the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, and the Holacha, and the Zrika. And the guy to his right, he's the one who does the Shechita. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that indeed the one on whose number it stops, he is the one who does the Shechita, and the guy to his right does the Zrika. So Machlokas Rishonim. Just an FYI, there's actually different Girsal, so different versions of the Mishnah, and the other Girsal are running around. Indeed reads, Hapayas HaSheni, Mizorek, Mishochet, etc. So the Zorek is first, not the Shochet. At all events, so we have the Shechita and the Zrika of the Tamid Shel Shachar, and again, they'll do the Bein Harbaim. Those are the first two. Mimadashin Mizbeach HaPanimi, the one who gets to clean out the ashes from the inner altar. So again, there's two altars, Mizbeachs, that are in the temple complex. One is the outer Mizbeach, that's the primary Mizbeach, on which all the Korbanos are offered, like what we're talking about here. But there's also the inner Mizbeach, also referred to as the golden Mizbeach, or the incense Mizbeach HaKetores, the incense Mizbeach, all the same thing. That inner Mizbeach sits inside the Kodesh, inside the building of the Heichal, and there twice a day, half a mana in the morning and half a mana in the afternoon, of incense powder is burned. But every morning you have to clean out the burned powder to make room for the new incense powder. And then actually, it's going to be done by the third winner, I'll call him. Two to the right of the winner. And in fact, this is done, the cleaning out of the inner altar is done prior to the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Shachar. So it's actually, in chronology, this guy does his act first, even though I guess it's less prestigious to clean out the ashes, so therefore he's now third in, he's the second runner-up, if you will, to the win. Same goes, Umi Medashin es a menorah, the person has to clean out the menorah, their menorah is lit every night in the evening, burns to the morning, but then the wicks need to be cleaned out. They're like the ashes of the wicks from the bottom of the bowl, so that has to be done also, and that'll be done before the Shechitas of Pesach, the Shechitas of Tamid, but Pashtus, that's a little more complicated in terms of, there's a little more fraught with Machlok, it's exactly the order of when that happened, I discussed before, but putting that aside. Then you have Umi Mala Evarim Lekevesh, the people who brought the limbs up to the ramp after the tamid was shechted, it was had to be flayed, and then it was quartered into these different portions. So Harosh Varegel go first. This is because, according to Artana here, the Rosh is the most significant of the limbs. In fact, that's true lahalacha when you take a shower. The din is you're supposed to wash your head first because it's the Rosh Evarim, it gets pride of place as the most important limb because it's got your brain inside of it. And the Regel is the right hind leg, since the head doesn't have very much meat on it of the sheep, so it's not considered to be in and of itself enough, and therefore even though the Pasuk singles out the Rosh for being offered, as it says, this is Vayikra, Perk Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, says, V'nitach oso, you will quarter this lamb that's being brought as the Tamid, or it's actually Korban Ola in the Pasuk, which is a generic Ola, L'nesachav, into its portions, into its different quarters, if you will, the es rosh of es pidro, and also now we say first its head and the pidro. The pedar is like a layer of fat, abdominal fat, that's sort of draped over the head. Baruch haKohen also osam al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh asher al mizbeach. That's the Kohen puts that first. So it's singled out by the pasuk. Therefore, we're gonna do the head first, the rosh, and as the pasuk mentioned, we put the pedar on top of it also. The idea is that since the makom hashechita at the neck, where they do the incision on the animal, is sort of a bit sullied. It's soiled by the blood that came out of the animal. It's considered to be a little bit unseemly exposed as is, and therefore we drape this layer of fat on top of it to conceal that, to make it sort of less, more attractive. And in addition, since there's not much meat, like I said, we'll also add this right hind leg as well. That's the regel. That's the first guy. The second guy, ushteya yadayim, these are the two four legs, the front legs, here referred to as kind of like the arms, if you will, of the sheep. Then the third guy is ha'uketz v'haregel. The uketz, now uketz probably literally best translated as tail, just like in sukkah, the esrog has like two little woody knobs on it. The one side is the pitom, the other side is called the uketz, like that's the part where it's attached to the tree, like the trail. So here would also be sort of a tail of the animal, but it doesn't mean just the tail. We're talking here in the uketz, we mean the whole, like the rump, the hind of the sheep is offered. That's uketz with the tail, as well as haregel, that's the left hind leg. The right hind leg, of course, going with the rosh, so now we have the left hind leg to go. So that's the third guy. Then the chazeh v'hagera is the fourth guy. The chazeh, which literally means chest, is referring to the fats in the front of the cow, which sort of face down to the ground in the outer layer. So those are going to be offered as the chazeh. We don't mean the meat and the bones behind, like the tips of the ribs. The rib cage, including those rib tips, rib cap, will all be brought as part of the side, the defunus, for the next guy. But the chazeh is the fats in front, as well as the gera. The gera is the throat, but like male gera, like the word for cud, chewing the cud. So we're talking here about not just the throat, like the neck of the cow, but also we're talking about indeed the trachea, that's the windpipe, which leads down to the lungs. The lungs are included as well as the trachea, as well as the heart. All those will be brought with as part of the gera as it goes down the, I'll call it the neck, if you will, of the cow. Oh, excuse me, I said cow, but I apologize. It's a sheep. Then you have shtei defanos. You have the two, I'll call them ribs, the two sides of the animal, including the liver, goes there. And finally, you have the innards, harkavayim. These are the intestines. And the person who's bringing the intestines is also responsible for doing the hadacha. We discussed that not so long ago. The rinsing out, they have to be flushed out, those intestines, because, of course, the intestines are filled with the food that the animal's been eating, and the food gets turned into waste, like manure, and we don't want to have that on the mizbeach, so we have to be rinsed out before we put it on the mizbeach. So those are the six roles of bringing up the portions of the quartered meat of the tamid. Then you have hasolis, that's the flour. That'll be the flour that's mixed with the oil to bring the minchas nesachim. Again, said it many times recently, every ola, like the tamid, is accompanied by a meal offering. That's what we're talking about over here. So since they're talking about a sheep, the quantity is one isaron, a tenth of an eifa, which is the same as 43.2 eggs volume of flour. Then you have the chavitin. Now the chavitin, from the word machvas. Machvas is like a pan of which they made this mincha, this meal offering. So this is the special, the chavitin is, the minchas chavitin is a special offering brought every day by the Kohen Gadol. It's baked 12 loaves and half are brought in the morning, half in the afternoon. Now, when we say brought by the Kohen Gadol, as you can see from our Mishnah here, the Kohen Gadol is the one who has to pay for the minchas chavitin. But under normal circumstances, it appears that one of the Kohanim, the winner of this lottery, number 12 out of 13, he's the one who will end up bringing the Chavitin on behalf of the Kohen Gadol. And finally, the Hayayin, this is the Nesachim, this is the wine libation which accompanies the Tamid, Shalshach and Bein Harbaim, which again is a Revius Hahin, a quarter of a hin, because we're talking about here about a lamb. So Revius Hahin, which is their 12 Lugin, in one hin, a revius hin means three lug. If you think of a lug as being 500 cc, half a liter, which is a good guess, you're talking like 1.5 liters of wine, something like a, you know, Coke bottle, 1.5 liter Coke bottle or something. Fine, so those are the 13 guys. Shlosha asar kohanim zachobo, for a total of 13 who are winners in this second pious. Now, before the Mishnah ends, it says, Amr Ben Azai disagreed Lifnei Rabbi Akiva, in front of Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, quoting Rabbi Yeshua, regarding the order of the bringing up of the portions of the Tamid. He says, not in order of Chashivas and Kwanzi of meat, as he listed out, but rather, Derech Hilucho Hayakarev, the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, for that matter, and all Olos, were brought in the same order, like in that they walked. That's how they were offered, meaning from head, you know, from tip of the nose, so to speak, to tail, like in that order. So that would mean that Rosh v'Regel is the first, but then a Chazeh v'Gera, the throat and chest second, Shtei Yadayim, the two forelegs, front legs third, Shtei Defanos, then the sides of the animal, finally Ha'uketz v'Regel, you have the hind, the rump of the animal, as well as the hind left leg, and then ostensibly after that, you'd bring the kravim, the intestines. But the halacha is not like benazah, halacha is like tanakama, that it's brought in order of chashivas and quantity meat, as I laid out before.